The unemployment rate in the U.S. has hit a 9-year low. The Labor Department reported today that the jobless rate dropped to 4.6% last month, and employers added 178,000 jobs. Michael Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the unemployment rate fell from 4.9% in October to 4.6% last month. What's behind the drop?
Well, part of it is obviously the steady trend of jobs growth naturally has an effect on the unemployment rate over time. But a big reason this month was actually a drop in the labor force participation rate, which is basically the share of working age people actively in the labor force. It dipped by just 0.1% to 62.7%. But it's a very important input. So even a small drop like that can have a very noticeable effect.
Which sectors in the economy gained ground last month?
Well, one of the big gainers was business services, things like bookkeeping, accounting jobs. Healthcare added 28,000 jobs. That was another bright spot. The down spots were manufacturing and retail sectors actually lost jobs.
And hourly wages actually went down last month. What happened there? And where are we overall with wage growth this year?
Yeah, wages were down 0.1% compared with October. They're up about 2.5% year over year. Our economists here pointed out that it's very likely a result of a surge in earnings in October due to the large amount of utility workers who were paid overtime to clean up after Hurricane Matthew. So it may be a bit of an anomaly.
Have we reached full employment if we're at 4.6% unemployment?
That is the eternal debate. It certainly appears to many like we're either there or very close. But some of the things we've just talked about, the lagging participation rate and wage growth that doesn't really show signs of heating up too much, lead some people to believe that there is still a little bit of slack in the labor force.
And what about the Fed? All eyes now turning to December. They're having a meeting this month to decide whether to raise interest rates.
Yeah, so these numbers basically reinforce this notion that a quarter percentage point increase in the Fed funds rate at the December 14th meeting is all but guaranteed. And if these current trends persist, we'll probably be looking at another two or three interest rates next year, too.
By the way, are we still in recovery right now? Or are we still technically recovering from the financial crisis and the recession if the unemployment rate continues to go down? Because it was up around 10% back at the start of that.
I would, I think that's a judgment call. I would say we're pretty much recovered. I would think so. I'm sure a lot of people out there will argue with me about that, though.
And actually, another thing I want to ask you about this jobs report, Mike, is what happened with white men? Because I know that the number of people in the labor force that dropped was concentrated there.
Yeah, that number did tick down. White men over the age of 20, the participation rate was down 0.2% to 71.7%. Many of the other demographic groups were steady or higher. But in general, the participation rate has been trending lower since the turn of the century, really. And there's a lot of reasons. Demographics, we have the big baby boom population, right, where some might be retiring earlier. You also have this big millennial population. And both ends of the spectrum tend to have lower participation rates.
That's Michael Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, talking with us about the jobs report today. The unemployment rate dropping to the lowest level in 9 years. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.